This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fiery State of the Union.
We need to act now.
Outrage over Uvalde report.
They stood there 77 minutes and waited.
Just after takeoff,
one of the plane's rear tires fell off.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A high-stakes State of the Union speech for President Biden last night. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports he tried to make the case for a second term.
The President of the United States.
With re-election on the line, an animated President Biden came out of the gate swinging.
You can't love your country only when you win.
He talked about defending democracy and repeatedly went after former President Trump without naming him.
My predecessor.
He accused Trump of kowtowing to Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I think it's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable.
Biden urged Congress to approve more aid for Ukraine.
We will not walk away.
In a rare move, the president spoke directly to the Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade.
With all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. You're about to realize just how much you're right about that.
Biden pushing for tax credits and lower health care costs.
I want to cap the cost of insulin $35 a month for every American who needs it.
On immigration, the president called on Congress to pass a bipartisan Senate border deal after House Republicans rejected it at Trump's urging.
I will not demonize immigrants saying they are poison in the blood of our country. Send me the border bill now.
President Biden also reiterated his support for Israel as families of hostages held by Hamas looked on.
I pledge to all the families that we will not rest until we bring every one of your loved ones home.
Members of his own party held up signs supporting a ceasefire. Alabama Senator Katie Britt delivered the Republican response.
We know that President Biden didn't just create this border crisis. He invited it.
Throughout all of it, Trump delivered his promised play-by-play, weighing in on everything from Biden's hair to lipstick on his cheek.
The president says the U.S. is ramping up efforts to get aid to Palestinians in Gaza. CBS's Raimi Innocencio is embedded with an Air Force unit that's dropping supplies.
Inside, these pilots are ready to eat meals of chicken and rice. Our American Air Force crew is loading them onto this U.S. C-130 cargo plane. We'll all then fly about 1.5 hours west over Israel to the drop zone over northern Gaza. It'll all then be released out the back of the plane and parachuted down to Gazans below.
Now to Uvalde, Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us a report commissioned by the city contradicts state and federal findings that police made a series of mistakes in their response to the school massacre.
How dare you?
There was anger over accountability.
My son's birthday is on Tuesday. At the cemetery.
The community and the city council heard the findings of a months-long independent investigation requested by the city. Former police detective Jesse Prado led the investigation.
All of the officers, Lieutenant Martinez, his actions I found were in good faith.
He concluded that many officers in the school that day acted in good faith and did not violate policy in their reaction to the shooting. He said the officers didn't have the proper training that day.
How do you go to bed at night?
Parents were outraged, saying the officers put their safety first.
Boeing and United Airlines are investigating why a wheel fell off a plane heading from California to Japan. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
No one was hurt, but the wheel that plummeted to the ground did extensive damage to at least two cars in an employee parking lot. The aircraft is built with six tires on each of its two main landing struts, and United says it is designed to land safely with missing or damaged tires.
I know it's an undesirable situation. It doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. But the airplane has multiple tires on each landing gear.
That's former NTSB Chairman Robert Sumalt, a CBS News analyst. There's word this morning the military grounding of the Osprey aircraft that was put in place after a November crash off Japan that killed eight airmen has now been lifted.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
A bill that could lead to a TikTok ban is gaining momentum in Congress, and users are lashing out.
TikTok has urged users to call their representatives to express how they feel, and lawmakers have been inundated, so much so that Representative Ashley Hinson is responding to the calls herself, explaining what the bill does.
It actually just would require TikTok to cut ties with the Chinese Communist Party. They're trying to use your information and your data, and that's what they are doing. Just think of it like they're spying on you by using that app.
If the new bill passes, it would make it illegal to distribute apps developed by TikTok parent company ByteDance. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
An Army soldier named Corbin Schultz has been charged with selling military secrets. CBS's David Martin.
According to the 25-page indictment, Schultz received 14 payments totaling $42,000 from a Chinese agent for handing over sensitive technical data and tactical information about the F-22 stealth fighter, the Army's newest combat rescue helicopter, and intercontinental ballistic missiles.
A federal judge denied Donald Trump's request to delay enforcement of the $83.3 million verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. He has to line up acceptable bond by Monday so he can appeal. And another judge says Trump can know the names of the jurors in his upcoming hush money trial, but can't reveal them publicly. This morning, correspondent Mark Strassman looks into a nagging shortage of attention deficit drugs.
For Kristen Coronado, finding the ADHD drugs her son Dom needs is like a series of long shots.
I tried another pharmacy, and that led to like pharmacy to pharmacy to pharmacy.
Six-year-old Dom takes a generic version of a drug called Focalin XR. Like other ADHD drugs, it contains a controlled substance, tightly regulated by the Drug Enforcement Administration. America's drug makers claim they're manufacturing all they can, but patients and doctor's offices have to keep pharmacy shopping to find it.
Hi, I'm calling to see if my son's prescription is ready. Not ready yet.
Drug makers say the DEA needs to release more of the controlled substance. The DEA counters that drug makers have yet to use up their supply. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Redwood City, California.
They're voting in Ireland today on a referendum to change the country's constitution, which now states essentially that a woman's place is in the home. Tracy Carroll is a mother who supports the change.
Women have been challenged their whole lives, looking after our children and our husbands. And, you know, we've moved from that, but the Constitution hasn't moved from that. And a woman's place is anywhere she wants it to be.
Former GOP Congressman George Santos, who was expelled from the House last year and faces federal charges, says he's running for Congress again. He showed up at last night's State of the Union. Well, back in January 1963, this song hit number one.
Go away.
Steve Lawrence became even better known later when he teamed with wife Edie Gourmet to belt out standards on TV and in clubs. His family says Lawrence has died at 88.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are.
They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today marks 10 years since the crash of Malaysia flight MH370. The plane with 239 on board vanished while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Despite searches in the southern Indian Ocean, it's never been found. CBS News senior travel editor Peter Greenberg says a new search might happen.
The Malaysian government was approached by an independent search and recovery firm that basically gave them an offer they shouldn't refuse. They said, if we don't find it, we won't charge you a fee, but we have a pretty good idea where we think it might be. So the Malaysian government said they're considering doing it. They most likely will do it, but that doesn't mean there's any guarantee they're going to find anything.
The studio of Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama says he has died at the age of 68. The series started in 1984 and is an international bestseller that was turned into a hugely popular anime, video games, and films. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.